الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يغفر للشهيد كل ذنب إلا الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, يُغْفَرُ لِلْشَهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدِّينِ, that a shaheed when he passes away, then all his gunas are maaf. Every sin of a shaheed is forgiven. A hadith sharif explains that even before his blood touches the ground, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives a shaheed. Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to make dua for shahadat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's dua is very famous. Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabili wa ja'al mawti fi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This dua of shahadat, this tamanna of shahadat, every person has this desire to die as a shaheed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the shaheed, all his gunas are maaf. But remember the guna of qaraz and debts, that is not maaf. Debts that a person is owing, money that a person is owing to others, then that guna of his is not maaf. All his other sins will be forgiven. But the debts and the money that he is owing to people, that he will have to pay for in this world, or if not in this world, then in akhirat a person will have to pay for it. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Masjid Nabawi, ala sahibiha salatu wa taslim. And as he came to the masjid, he noticed that just outside the masjid, there was a janaza that was there, that was placed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was requested by the sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum to perform the janaza of this person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped forward to perform the janaza. And after a short while he asked, does this person owe anyone any money? So it was told to him that he is in debts, he is owing someone any money. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, stepped back and he said, in that case I will not perform the janaza of your brother. Because he is owing money to people, you people may perform his janaza salah, but I will not perform the janaza salah of a person who is owing money to someone else. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take responsibility for the debts of this person. I will pay off all his debts. Please perform the janaza of this person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that case, if you take responsibility to pay off his debts, then I will perform his janaza. Otherwise, I will not prepare to perform the janaza salah of a person who is owing money to others. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna a'zama az-zunubi 'inda Allah," the worst guna in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "ayyamuta rajulun wa 'alayhi daynun," person dies in a condition that he's owing money to people. He's got debts on his head. This is the worst guna a person can commit, is that he dies in this condition where he's owing people money. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while speaking dua, he made this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa-d-deen. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from kufr, disbelief, and I seek your protection from deen, debts. So the sahaba kiram radiallahu anhu were surprised, Ya Rasulullah, ata'adilu al-kufra bid-deen? You making dua for kufr on one side and debts on the other side. Are you equating debts to kufr? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply was, this Dead Sea is such a thing, it will take a person to kufr. It will take a person to kufr. A person is always soaked in debts and karas. He's always owing money to people. He's always in a case where he's borrowing, and he's all the time in debts and karas. This karas and this debts will take a person towards kufr. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa deen. Wallahi, seek your protection from kufr and from debts. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about him in the Quran Kareem. There's a whole surah that is revealed, Surah Luqman, where the advices of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam to his son are recorded. And there are many, many advices that Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam had given to his son, a man of great hikmat and a man of great wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with that hikmat and wisdom. He once advised his son, and he said, my son, listen to this advice that I have to give you. Avoid borrowing money from people. Avoid borrowing money from people, because this will become a disgrace for you during the day, and it will become a grief for you during the night. Avoid borrowing money from people, because this will become a disgrace for you during the day, and it will become a grief for you during the night. During the day, why it will be a disgrace? Is a person, he can't face up to his creditors. He's coming to the masjid, but he's got no face to stand up in front of the musallis, because these are the people who he's owing money to. Sometimes he has to stop coming to the masjid for namaz, or sometimes he must go to some other masjid for namaz, just to avoid the disgrace of facing his creditors. How am I going to face them? I'm owing them money, and I can't pay them up. And grief at night, person is restless all the time. He can't even find sleep at night because of this debt that a person is soaking. So for this reason, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam had given his son advice that avoid borrowing money from people, because this debt is such a thing, it will give you disgrace during the day and grief during the night. My respected elders and brothers, this money and borrowing from people and remaining in debts all the time is such a terrible sin, is such a guna, that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person stands before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and if a person hasn't paid off those debts of his, he'll have to pay on the day of Qiyamah with his a'mal and his good deeds. The Quran Sharif that he recited, the namaz that he performed, the sadaqah that he gave, the hajj and umrah that he made, the time that he spent out in the path of Allah, all the good that he has done will be taken and passed over to those people whom he owed money to. That this was the people who you had borrowed money from, and you hadn't paid them in this world. Now a person will pay with his a'mal and his good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam termed such a person in the hadith as muflis, a person who is bankrupt, totally bankrupt. That although he had so much of a'mal and so much of good deeds, but on account of him not paying those creditors of his and delaying in paying them, and in that debt had found him, he now will have to pay with his a'mal salihah and the good deeds that he had done. So this is such an important thing, a teaching of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person is owing money to somebody, then he must be very, very concerned about paying that money back to him. If he was in desperate situation and he needed to borrow money for some reason, then he shouldn't even sleep that night without making some fikr and some concern about how he's going to pay that karaz off and how he's going to pay that debt off. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who used to run the Khanqa in Thana Bowen, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, it was his tartib that when any person came to the Khanqa and he wanted to take bayat to Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Maulana's first question to him was, are you owing anybody any money? Is there anything outstanding that you're owing to people? You first go and sort all of that out, then you come here. I'm not going to give you any zikr to make. I'm not going to give you any wazifas to read right now. You first go and sort all the issues out and come back. When that is in order, then I will give you bayat. But until that is not sorted out, don't even come here for any zikr or any wazifa. One occasion a person came, Hazrat asked him this question. He says, Hazrat, I'm owing a lot of people money. So he says, go and sort all this, make a list of every person who you're owing money to and go and pay them off and ask them for a maaf. After 3 years, he came back with a whole list. And he says, every single person on this list, I managed to pay him out his money. Every person is now paid out. There was one Hindu who he was owing money to. That his Hindu next to his name, he had written there, Hasbatan Lillah, many to Jacob of Allah, I have forgiven you. And every person's name that was there, either the person made him maaf, or either he paid it out. Hazrat says, now I can initiate you into bed. And Hazrat Mu'ana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, I regard this mu'amalat, dealings with people, I regard this to be the essence of tasawuf. I regard this to be the essence of tasawuf, that a person is so particular about his dealings, that he knows that he doesn't even spend the night making sure that whoever I'm owing money to, some means must be made for those people to be paid out. Otherwise, a person is living his life in such a way, he's living his life in such a way where he's all the time soaking in qarz and debts, and he has no concern at all about how he's going to pay that off. Tomorrow, if maut has to come to him, how he's going to pay those people off, there's no concern at all about this. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion, he was lying down in his bed at night, and he can't get sleep. He's tossing and he's turning, tossing and turning. After a little while, his wife woke up, and she's asking him that, what's wrong? You're not sleeping tonight. So he says to her that, during the day, there was a worker who had come here, and I needed to pay him. I didn't have any money with me. I borrowed 1 rupee from you, and I paid him. And this thing is worrying me that I haven't paid you that 1 rupee back. Now I'm so uneasy. I'm feeling that I don't want to wake you up because you are fast asleep, but I can't get sleep because I'm concerned I haven't paid you that 1 rupee. So his wife looks at him and she says, so you think on the day of Qiyamah I'm going to catch you by your throat and demand that 1 rupee from you? I make you maaf for that 1 rupee. He says, if you make me maaf, then no problem. Then he's forgiven. Then the mamla is clear. It's sorted out. But until now, I couldn't get sleep because I was concerned that I need to pay you for this. So this is so important for us as a Muslim, that we draw up a list. We have our paperwork in order. We have our affairs in order. Everything must be sorted out. Tomorrow, if the angel of death has to come to us, we know we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition where we are clear we're owing nobody anything. Unfortunately, what happens is these complaints come from time to time. In Ramadan, there were so many complaints that had come. People are complaining. They're saying that, you know what, this person is a front serf musalli. He's a front serf musalli. He's reading namaz in a front serf. He's owing me money from how long? He's going for Hajj and Umrah all the time. Going for holidays, buying new. Give me my money. And when I'm asking him for my money, his reply is, you think I'm going to run away with your money or something? You think I'm going to run away? I'll give you your money. That's his reply. Instead of being coming front and paying the person his money, this is his attitude and this is his answer. Last week, we were in the Mpumalanga province. So one person was mentioning over there, white farmer. White farmer is complaining. Muslims bought animals from him for Qurbani. They finished, make their Qurbani. Qurbani is done. Say, I'm crying for my money. They don't want to pay. Qurbani is finished. It's over. They did their Qurbani. They're still not paying the farmer his money. And he's saying, there are some of the Muslims who I sold animals from last year. They still haven't paid me for the Qurbani from last year. So we're making our ibadat. But this is the Islam that we're portraying to the people outside. That we can't pay them their money on time. They must cry for their money. And a person, when he asks for his money, what is his right? Then this is a reply we give, that you tell him to run away with your money. So this is so important for us, that we be clear in our muamalat, our dealings. Everything is clear. Our credit, our accounts are paid. And we don't have this on our head. One plumber was here this morning. He was complaining. He said he did one job for madrasa, one maktab area somewhere in northern province somewhere. He did some work. And he's saying, 3 times I already asked him for my money, and they haven't paid me my money still. They haven't paid me. I did the work. I completed the work. And the complaint is, after completing the work, I'm crying for my money and nobody is paying me. So this is totally unethical for a Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is refusing to read the janaza namaz of that person just because he's owing a few rands or few dinars or dirhams to someone, refusing to perform the janaza salah. So when it comes to this, a Muslim must be very, very particular. Our ulama teach us, Buzruganuddin teach us, it's so important for us, live within your means. Live within, don't go into debts and karas. A person now, he's looking beyond his means. He's earning so much, but he wants to live a life that he can't manage to fulfill. And so as a result, he's putting himself into debts all the time. So a person lives now, we learn this lesson of qanaat and contentment. How much I can earn, that's how much I can live for. If I can afford something, I can buy it. If I can't afford it, I stay without it. They say, cash is king. If I got the cash, I can buy something. Once we went to visit Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali from Freyhead. So Maulana was telling us that when he qualified as an alim from Jalalabad and he came to live in South Africa, so he said, for about 15 years, I never owned a car. He says, because I couldn't afford to buy a car. I never owned. He said, now Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed us. But for 15 years, I never had a car. I couldn't buy a car, so I never had a car. I lived without a car. If I needed to go somewhere, then I would think about it. If I got the lift to go, I'll go. Otherwise, I'll stay at home. But I never put myself into qarz and debts. I never put myself into debts. So a person lives within his means. This is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran Sharif tells us, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنِيكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعَنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't Don't admire the wealth of other people. Don't admire the wealth of others. Somebody is living, that's within his means, mashallah, you're happy for him. He's got a nice car, he's driving a very fancy car, alhamdulillah for him. You got a small old car, mashallah for you, you carry on, alhamdulillah, I still can get from A to B, I can get to my destination. I'm happy with that. But I don't desire for what I can't afford. And I don't put myself into debts. Once a person gets himself into debts, then he's slowly going to get himself involved in riba and interest. And he's going to get himself deeper and deeper into guna and sin. Until he reaches such a situation where he now can't come out of it. He's totally drowned in it and he can't come out of it. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, in our madrasa, when we were young boys in a madrasa, used to teach us every day. He used to say, when you want something from the tax shop and you haven't got money in your pocket to buy it, don't put it on the account. Don't tell him, write it down in the book for you. Just go into your room and go sleep away. Don't take anything on account, even now while you are in madrasa, because later on in your life, you'll start taking things on account again. So learn from now, don't take anything on account. The person lives within his means, he can buy something, he buys it. He can't buy it, he stays without it. Hazrat Usama bin Zaid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was known to be the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love him very much. On one occasion, Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu bought an animal, bought a mound, and he told a person that, I'll pay you after 1 month. After 1 month, I'll pay you. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard about this, he told him, Usama, I am shocked at your statement. I can't believe it that you're saying that you'll pay the person after 1 month. Do you have umid and you have hope you're going to live for 1 month? He says, Wallah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't even have hope that he will live for the blinking of an eye. Not even for a blinking of an eye. You're still saying that you'll take this on account and pay after 1 month. Where you have hope that you live for so long. So a person live within his means, and ulama teach us that if a person is in debts, he's in karas, then he must make a firm intention to pay out those debts. Whatever debts are on his head, he makes that intention that inshallah, I'm going to pay that thing out. And he tries his best, cuts down his expenses. Whatever his expenses are, cut down his expenses and start paying off slowly one by one. There's one Dokrat uncle came here to our madrasa many years ago from Lodium. So he was mentioning that his father was in debts for a few millions of rands he was in debts. And he passed away. There were three brothers. They got together and they said, no matter what the situation is, this was our father's debts, we have to pay it off. See, we started off a business and we lived on just bare necessities, and slowly we started paying. He says, in under a year or 2 years, we paid off all those millions. Everything was, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who is in debts and he makes an intention that I want to pay those debts, Allah becomes his partner afterwards and helps him to pay those debts off. Allah helps him, but provided he's sincere that I want to pay. The ulama also teach us, and we learn from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person should try as much as possible to make istighfar, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. This will become a means of him paying off his debts. And there's one dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwak. Person reads this dua in abundance, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will make it such for him that even if he has a whole mountain of karas and debts to pay off, Allah will make it such, he'll pay off those debts of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that before maut comes to us, before death comes to us, we get all our affairs in order. We have our muamalat, our dealings in order, which Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi explains, and he says, it's like the essence of tasawuf, that we have our dealings with people. So tomorrow if the angel of death comes to take our lives, we're smiling to leave, we're not concerned that we're still owing so many people money. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.